Good morning. It's the 23rd of November. We're going to continue today reading the exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant. We finished yesterday by remarking that everything that touched the altar was made holy, and this must have applied to the wood as well. We continue. It will have been noted that the wood was brought according to lot at the appointed times, not simply when the offerer felt like it. Everything had to be done decently and in order. Furthermore, when the wood was used, it had to be laid in order. And this is where the verse in Leviticus chapter 1 comes in, verse 7. This same care was shown by Abraham, who laid the wood in order when offering Isaac, and by Elijah, who also laid the wood in order in the great offering on Mount Carmel. Even the ashes that were left were taken outside the camp to a clean place. Thus, our own small portions in ecclesial service, however small they are essential parts of the whole. They are rendered holy because we offer them in the name of Christ, our altar. And when we fall asleep in Christ, we are placed, as it were, in a clean place, a place associated with the altar, even though it is in some distant spot on earth. It is known of God. We must never underestimate the worth of our part, and we must never render it in a slovenly, ill-prepared way. Everything must be done decently and in order. In the first century, for the maintenance of the ecclesia in the days before there was a complete Bible, God gave spirit gifts by the Holy Spirit to individual members of the ecclesia. One of these gifts was quite astonishing in its simplicity. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. That's 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28. There it is, helps. Whoever had this gift was able to render special help to others, whatever their work. What a marvellous thing to be able to help others. What is more, God considered this to be an essential part of the work. In every ecclesia, large or small, there are those who are helps. These are the ones who oil the wheels to make them go round. I was, writes Brother Harry, at a meeting where a blind brother was speaking. He knew what he was talking about, but he needed help. So, when it came to reading from the scriptures, he had another brother with him whose job it was to turn up the passage and read it. Here was the help. Helps are a form of partnership, like those who turn over the pages of music for the pianist. They seem to be small jobs, but they are nevertheless essential, and therefore have an importance of their own. Paul says, "Salute Urbane, a helper in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved," Romans 16, verse 9. God needs help. In a sense, yes. Of course, it is not that God cannot achieve his purpose because he is too weak, but it does mean that there are things given to us to do which are essential to his purpose. We are invited to read Judges 5, verse 23. "Curse ye Meroz," said the angel of the Lord. "Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty." Thankfully, God gives help, as we read in Hebrews 13 and verse 6, so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Thank you for listening.